едет, найди кого-нибудь.
You'd never get back.
Well, there was a heck of a crowd on the piece.
So I see. Mission accomplished?
Best beluga. Vodka, rather shaken, and one microchip.
Good. I'll make a signal to M.
Be a good girl, would you, and put her on automatic? could do with a couple of glasses.
They're in the overhead rack. Oh, Commander Bond.
Call me James. It's 5 days to Alaska.
You're here, James.
Oh, that's very nice, Moneypenny. Don't you think it's a little over the top for the office?
I've been trying to reach you all morning. What have you been up to?
Well, rest and recreation, my darling. Well, the trip back from Siberia took a lot out of me.
Your dedication when you're on the job is most commendable, James.
Omit the customary pleasantries, Miss Moneypenny. We're pressed for time.
I'll fill you in later, Moneypenny. Minister.
Commander.
Good morning, sir. A new Pat Q?
If 007, you'd ever bother to read any memos sent from my department, you would realize that this is a prototype of a highly sophisticated surveillance machine.
Now that we're all here, you can get on with the briefing, Q.
Very good, sir. Gentlemen, a silicon integrated circuit, the essential part of all modern computers.
No lecture, Q. We're all aware of the usefulness of the microchip.
Well, now, until recently, all microchips were susceptible to damage from the intense magnetic pulse of a nuclear explosion.
Magnetic pulse?
Yes, Minister. One burst in outer space over the UK, and everything with a microchip in it, from, well, the modern toaster to the most sophisticated computers and our defense systems, would be rendered absolutely useless.
We'd be paralyzed at the Russians' mercy.
That is why one of our private defense contractors came up with this. A chip totally impervious to magnetic pulse damage. Now, if I place it on the microcomparator and compare it with a chip that Commander Bond recovered from the body of 003 in Siberia, when I bring the two images together,
they're identical. The KGB must have a pipeline into their research company.
It would appear so.
6 months ago, that company was acquired by an Anglo-French combine, Zorin Industries.
I presume, sir, there has been a security check of the plant?
A very extensive one, but we have no leads.
What about Zorin himself?
Max Zorin, impossible. He's a leading French industrialist. A staunch anti-communist with influential friends in the government.
Yes, but with due respect, Minister, the leak did occur after Zorin bought the company.
Precisely why I've already initiated an investigation.
All right, but for heaven's sake, let's be discreet about it.
But of course, Minister. You have exactly 35 minutes to get properly dressed, 007.
Come on, Fluke! Move your ass! Who's number one? The grey with him?
And that's Pegasus, Zorin's horse.
Oh!
With the cane. Is that Max Zorin?
Yes. Born in Dresden. Fled from East Germany in the 60s. French passport, speaks at least five languages, no accent. Now, the talk of the city and the boss.
Come on, Luke!
The old Reds to Riches story.
He made his first fortune in oil and gas trading. Now a second in electronics and high tech.
Who's there with him under the hat? With the red dress. Girlfriend?
Oh. Yeah, we're not sure about her. American. She's never far from him. Name's Mayday.
And dressed for the occasion.
Oh! Come on, Luke, get a wiggle on!
Unbelievable. In all my years as a trainer, I've never seen a horse run such a fast last furlong.
Sir Godfrey Tippett, our department.
Many congratulations.
Thank you. Lucky man, Zorin.
Could be more than luck, have you?
Fixed?
Your guess is as good as mine. The French Jockey Club have hired a detective friend of mine, Cobuchin, to look into it.
She must take a lot of vitamins.
Perhaps Pegasus does too. I think I should meet with this detective friend of yours, Sir Godfrey.
Yes. Might have some interesting information for us. Set it up to him.
Right you are, Admiral.
Moneypenny, be a darling, would you, and collect that for me? And I'll buy you dinner when we get back.
Pegasus.
Bollinger, 75.
I see you are a connoisseur, Monsieur Bond.
Ensuite, Lafitte Rothschild 59, s'il vous plaît.
Another excellent choice.
I'm pleased you approve, since you're paying the bill. Cheers.
Santé, Monsieur Aubergine. You were saying that the Sûreté has no information about Zorin before he came over from East Germany.
Through a personal connection, I saw his dossier myself. But even Sûreté records are sometimes incomplete, eh?
Et voici maintenant the fabulous Dominique and the enchanted Papillon. Dominique! We should add this butterfly to our collection, no?
Tell me, why do Zorin's horses beat others with far superior bloodlines?
This is a mystery.
Could he be using drugs?
Nothing showed up with the tests. Later this month, Zorin will hold his annual sales at his stud near Paris. Security is formidable, but the key to this mystery is there. And I, Achille Aubergine, intend to find it.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a, monsieur?
There's a fly in his suit.
Thank you.
Congratulations. May I remind you that this operation was to be conducted discreetly. All it took was 6 million francs in damages and penalties for violating most of the Napoleonic Code.
Well, under the circumstances, sir, I thought it more important to identify the assassin.
What did you learn from Aubergine before his untimely demise?
Well, only that Zarin is having a thoroughbred sale at his stud not far from here. I think I should be there. Can you help me with that, Sir Godfrey?
It may be possible to arrange an invitation. It's a bit short notice. But I might just be able to squeeze you in, Bond.
Thank you, sir. Sir Godfrey, your hat.
Mr. St. John Smith.
St. John Smythe, my dear.
Monsieur Smythe, my name is Carpine, head of security.
How do you do?
We have a room for you at the chateau.
Oh, splendid.
By the way, the preview is already in progress at the main stables.
Is that it?
No, those are the servants' quarters. Stables is over here. Let me escort you there. Catalogue of the sales.
Thank you. Tell me, the Ithacus Code, is it here?
You mean the full brother of Pegasus?
Yes.
He's the outstanding horse of the sales. He'll be shown last. We expect him to fetch over $3 million.
Oh, sounds quite reasonable.
If you're in need of any further assistance, please call me.
Thank you.
Keep him on the tight rein. Steady now, Pegasus. Steady.
J'arrive dans un instant, hein, Henri. Dépêche-toi.
Lot number 30. We are now very proud to present the full bottle figure. This yellow gold is born in the blood.
Monsieur Zorin has been unavoidably detained. He's anxious to meet you, hopes to do so at the reception in the Chateau Gardens later.
I look forward to it. Oh, there you are. Sibis, I wish you wouldn't keep wandering off as a good chap.
I'm sorry, sir.
Your driver may stay the night in the servants' quarters.
Well, I'm sure that'll be more than adequate for him. What do you say, Sibis?
Welcome, sir. I'm Jenny Flex.
Of course you are.
I'll call a porter.
Oh, that won't be necessary. My man will take care of it.
Let me show you to your room.
Thank you. When you're ready, Tibbet.
Oh, my dear, I take it you spend quite a lot of time in the saddle.
Yes, I love an early morning ride.
No, I'm an early riser myself. Come along, Tebbit, stop wheezing. Well, don't stand there panting, Tibbet. Start the unpacking. Here, let me help.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir.
The reception is at 6.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, Tibbet, you heard what Miss Jennyflex said. There is a reception at 6.
Yes, sir.
So I shall be needing a white jacket and a black tie.
Yes, sir.
And if possible, a clean shirt.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord Tibbet, look at the state of my clothes. How on earth do you pack my bags?
Sorry, sir.
Mr. Fowler has told his trainer he'll go to a million for the Ithaca's colt.
Good. Anything from St. John Smythe?
Nothing about the sale, sir. But I'd hate to be his valet.
You're certainly going to have to buck up your ideas.
I'm sorry, sir.
Don't be so damned obsequious. What the devil's wrong with these shoes? They look as though they were wiped over with an oily rag.
Terribly sorry, sir.
Last of all should be. I don't know how long you expect to remain in my employ. Well done, my good man.
Do we have to keep this up when we're alone?
Well, successful cover becomes almost second nature. What's all this business about Pegasus disappearing?
One minute he's in his stall, the next night a hide and a hair of him. We should look into it.
Well, don't you concern yourself with that.
There's the man I saw at the Pegasus stable.
Who knows? But you'd certainly bear closer inspection.
We're on a mission.
Sir Godfrey, on a mission, I am expected to sacrifice myself.
Little party, Monsieur St. John Smythe?
Oh, immensely, immensely. St. John Smythe. Looks as though you'll have a good turn up at the sale tomorrow, doesn't it?
May I introduce the son, Sheikh Mahmoud.
down.
Welcome, Mr. Zorn.
Main strike all set?
Well, no, after the 22nd. Enjoy this thing.
You were looking for something?
Yes, I was looking for the bar.
Come, I will show you.
By the way, the name is St. John Smythe. James St. John Smythe.
Dr. Carl Mortner, at your service.
Hiya, Doc. Good afternoon, Mr. Conley. Mr. Conley, Mr. Smythe.
Bob Conley.
Are you a trainer?
Horses? Hell, I can't even ride. I'm in the oil business.
Oh, Texas?
Frisco. I handle Mr. Zorn's oil interest there. Would you excuse us?
Come on, honey. I'll show you something really interesting.
Tell me, are you a doctor of medicine?
Oh, no. I am Mr. Chodin's breeding consultant.
Really, then you can let me into a little secret. How is it you succeed with breeding bloodlines that other experts consider inferior?
Selective breeding is important, yeah. But more important is conditioning and desire, yeah?
Are you talking about people or horses?
My principles apply equally to human beings.
Mr. St. John Smythe, allow me to introduce myself.
Mr. Zorin, it's a great pleasure.
Carl, one of the grooms asked if you go to the stables.
Of course. You will excuse me?
I must congratulate you, Mr. Zorin. Your stables are magnificent.
Built in the 16th century by a duke who believed he'd be reincarnated as a horse. Have you been interested in thoroughbreds long?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I had a rather dotty old aunt die and leave me some stables, so I thought it might be rather fun to breed and raise horses. I take it you ride.
I'm happiest in the saddle.
A fellow sportsman. What about fishing? Fly casting.
I'm neglecting my other guests. Enjoy yourself. You'll find the young lady stimulating company.
I'm sure that... to join the party. By the way, the name is James St. John Smythe. I'm English.
Oh, I never would have guessed.
Really? Monsieur? Well, are you buying or selling?
Selling?
Horses.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in horses.
Oh, you came to the wrong place, didn't you?
Mayday.
Get her away from him.
I'm sure I've seen him somewhere before.
Have security keep a good eye on him. Oh, by the way, you didn't say what part of the state you come from, Miss...
No, I didn't.
I suppose you travel a lot.
Your helicopter leaves in 20 minutes.
Oh, does that mean you're not staying the night? I was hoping we'd spend the evening together. Now I shall be all alone.
I doubt that.
Oh. Well, let me walk you to the chopper.
That won't be necessary. Someone will take care of you.
Oh, you'll see to that personally, will you? quite a letdown.
St. John Smythe?
Sleeping like a baby.
Interesting. He's had surgery.
Surgery? That is how Zorin won the race. The good Herr Dr. Mortner implanted one of these microchips into Pegasus. You see, these microchips are programmed to control an injection of additional natural horse steroids, or to overcome fatigue during the race.
How?
Well, the injection itself, with a small needle, is triggered by a remote control transmitter, small enough to fit into the tip of a jockey's whip or a cane.
The lights.
There's a wealth surplus of microchips, and Zorin is hoarding them. Don't worry. It's all wrapped up.
Keep your guard up, Milo, and retain your balance.
What now?
You better get back. tape ran out 5 minutes ago. Good night.
I told you not to disturb us.
But it's very important. There's been intruders in the warehouse.
Put security on full alert. Let's see where Mr. St. John Smythe is.
He was the man at the Eiffel Tower.
We must find him.
I'll get dressed.
Mayday, where have you been? I've been waiting for you. To take care of me, personally.
To say.
Is everything here?
Yeah. Except this. It is in the wrong place.
Bring St. John Smythe to my study first thing in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you wish to see me.
You slept well?
A little restless, but I got off eventually.
I have the progeny index on the computer. That's a compilation of thoroughbred bloodlines. Might be helpful to you in selecting your purchase this afternoon. As I see it, you need a stallion for breeding.
A stallion sounds right to me.
I find a computer indispensable. I have a stallion. Descended from that horse there. Misty. According to the computer, we have several horses that might interest you.
Splendid.
Would you be interested primarily in stamina or speed?
Well, a little of both would be ideal.
I think I have just the horse for you. It's time for my morning ride. Why don't you try him out?
Sounds a very good idea.
I shall get into some riding first. Half an hour, then. Scorpion will collect you.
Thank you. Daddy.
Look, Tibbet. Get into town. Call M and ask him to put a trace on this check. Be as quick as you can. Those guards we laid out identify us. We're going to have to move fast.
What shall I say if they ask where I'm going?
I tell them I have to get the car washed.
Just going to town to get the car washed.
Your mount is the St. John Smile.
A beautiful beast.
A little spirited.
What's his name?
Inferno.
Friends of yours?
Exercise, boys. Jumping together is more realistic training.
Well, quite frankly, I prefer cross-country to steeplechase.
As one sportsman to another, I'll make you a proposition. You can have that Ithaca's colt gratis if you stay this course.
And if I'm thrown?
Then you lose.
You leave me little choice.
Splendid. Scorpion will start us. You lost, 007.
Killing Tibbet was a mistake.
I'm about to make the same mistake twice.
My department know I'm here. When I don't report, they'll retaliate.
If you're the best they have, they'll more likely try to cover up your embarrassing incompetence.
Don't count on it, Zoran.
You amuse me, Mr. Bond.
Well, it's not mutual.
Other side. Open up.
morning, Comrade Zordi.
General Kogel, this meeting is ill-advised. A calculated risk, but necessary since you refuse to answer your control.
Come to the point, General. You disregard procedure. You did not request approval before eliminating 007. Reprisals might jeopardize ongoing operations.
You jeopardize mine!
Letting the British penetrate the Siberian Research Center.
That was regrettable. Your racing activities attract unnecessary attention, but more disturbing are your unauthorized commercial ventures, and we cannot tolerate that.
The issue is irrelevant. I've made new associations. I no longer consider myself a KGB agent.
We trained you, financed you. What would you be without us? A biological experiment? A physiological freak?
Enough of this! Control yourselves!
You will come back to us, comrade. No one ever leaves the KGB.
Gentlemen, for centuries, alchemists tried to make gold from base metals. Today, we make microchips from silicon, which is common sand. But far better than gold. Hmm? Now, for several years, we've had a profitable partnership, you as manufacturers, while I acquired and passed on to you industrial information that made you competitive, successful. We are now in the unique position to form an international cartel to control not only production, but distribution of these microchips. There is one obstacle. Silicon Valley.
Here's San Francisco. Over 250 plants, employing thousands of scientists, technicians. This is the heartland of electronic production in the United States, which accounts for what, 80% of the world microchip market. I propose to end the domination of Silicon Valley and leave us in control of that market.
What is it you propose?
Project Main Strike, for which each of you will pay me $100
million. $100
million?
Plus half our net income?
Under an exclusive marketing agreement with me.
These are outrageous terms.
Well, perhaps a demonstration would convince you.
I want no part of it, thank you.
As you wish. The rest of our discussion must, of course, be confidential. Would you wait outside?
If you'd like me to, yes. Excuse me. Thank you.
Mayday, I'll provide you with a drink.
This way.
Does anybody else want to drop out?
Wow. What a view. Tokyo.
Okay.
$5.
Cocktails,
thank you. Looking for something special?
Yes. Soft shell crabs.
Help the next person? Might have some in the back. I'll be a few minutes.
Chuck Lee, CIA. It's a pleasure working with 007.
Thanks. Now, what about Zard?
He's in town. I can have him tell if you want.
Oh, not yet.
Connolly is a geologist. Runs Zorin's oil reclamation project in the East Bay. Last job, chief engineer in a South African gold mine. Left in a hurry after a caving killed 20 miners.
Sounds like Zorin's kind of man. What about the girl and the check?
You know how many S. Suttons there are in the U.S.? We're watching Zorin's account, but the check hasn't been cashed yet.
Mortner?
You got a real winner here. His name is actually Hans Glaub, a German pioneer in the development of steroids.
Ties in with the horse injections.
During World War II, he experimented with steroids on pregnant women in the concentration camps in an attempt to enhance intelligence.
With any success?
Eventually, every mother aborted, although a handful of children were produced with phenomenal IQs. But there was a side effect.
They were psychotics.
Wasn't this Mortner or Glaub tried by the War Crimes Commission?
The Russians grabbed him, set him up in a laboratory. He spent several years developing steroids for their athletes. And then dropped out of sight about 15 years ago.
About the same time that Zorin came over to the West.
Could Zorin be one of the steroid kids?
He's definitely the right age, and he's certainly psychotic. What about his oil operations?
Mr. O'Rourke!
Aye!
Can you spare a minute?
Sure thing.
The oil operation looks clean, except for a problem with the crab fisherman. O'Rourke represents... Good morning, Mr. O'Rourke. Here's that reporter I told you about.
Mr. O'Rourke, I understand you have a problem.
That Zorin oil pumping station ruined one of the best crab patches in the bay.
Scared them away?
No, they didn't go nowhere. They just disappeared.
Well, I'd like to take a look at that oil pumping station.
Yeah, that'll be tough. It's very heavily guarded.
Be testing new equipment shortly. Keep a sharp lookout. I don't want anyone near this dock.
Very good, sir.
Valves 5 to 15 are open, sir.
What's the report from the wells?
Wells report valves open and ready to receive water.
Good. Open valve 16 to 25.
Valve 10 operating at half capacity, sir.
Give me an update on valve procedure and the main strike program.
We'll have a field crew check it out in the morning.
Valves 12, 26 to 30 open, sir.
Right. Activate pumping procedure. 50% power.
Increase it.
Maximum. The new seals in the line are not fully tested.
Main strike's in 3 days. Any delays, I hold you responsible.
Yes, sir. Bring it up to full. Slowly.
Thank you.
Fix it!
Get a man down
Shipko.
Let's go. Move. Come on, you guys. Give me a hand.
Get the alarm turned off.
Yes, sir. Hit that switch there. Hurry up, goddammit. Clear that pump.
That's the last thing we want. We're behind schedule.
Give it him.
Yours, I believe. Diffuse it.
Ivanova.
James Bond.
Check the beach area. Make it back.
Let's get out of here.
Sitting. Mm-hmm. Would you like it harder?
James, you haven't changed.
Well, you have. You're even lovelier.
James, That night in London when I was with the Bolshoi.
Ah, what a performance.
In my dressing room later, did you know I was an agent with orders to seduce you?
Why do you think I sent you 3 dozen red roses?
Now that was a performance.
Quite a coincidence, us running into one another like this. Come on, tell me the truth.
Let's not talk shop. Put on something more inspirational.
Why not?
Tchaikovsky!
Phaetons can be beautiful.
This is no time to be discussing politics. Something? Tomorrow I shall buy you 6 dozen red roses.
How lovely, darling. I can't wait.
The tape?
Our economy needs investors like Mr. Zorin. California welcomes him with open arms.
May I quote you on that, Mr. Howe?
Certainly. Is there anything else I can tell the London Financial Times?
Yes. My readers may like to know why Zorin is pumping seawater into his pipeline instead of pumping oil out.
Seawater is used to test the integrity of the pipeline. It's a lot safer than oil. Just in case there are any leaks.
I didn't know that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Howe.
Certainly.
That about wraps it up.
Oh, would you come this way, please?
If you'd like any further information, just call me, Mr. Stock.
James Stock. Thank you, Mr. Howe.
Mr. Howe!
Stacey, what do you want?
I have some cross contestants I want to show you.
I'm running late. I can only spare a couple of minutes.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
Maybe he's after the money. Have a good night.
Tonight of 57, high tomorrow 75. And your lungs are in for a break again tomorrow. The air pollution control district says no smog. Well, we're coming up on 1:30 the hour and our news summary. Then I'll be back with some more smooth sounds to soothe those computer blues.
I'm out real slow. Just another Zoran stooge, Mr. Whatever your name was.
Actually, it's James Stock. London Financial Times.
You can tell the police which.
Oh, and you can tell them about the $5 million payoff you received from Zoran. I saw the check.
You cut the line.
Get back here! What's this loaded with?
Rock salt.
Well, now you tell me.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, I'm afraid all the king's horses and all the king's men won't do much with that.
It's all right. It was Grandad's ashes, but he always loved a good fight. I'm Stacy. Sutton.
Yes.
And your reporter. What was it?
Stock. James Stock.
Right.
Yes, I'm researching an article on Zoran. Why, used a friend's name to get an invitation to the chateau.
I can tell you a few things about Zoran.
I'd like to hear them.
I have to feed him. Are you hungry?
What are you serving? Whiskers?
I only have a few leftovers in the fridge. I'm a pathetic cook.
I'll lend a hand.
You can cook?
I've been known to dabble. Et voilà. Quiche de cabinet.
Sounds interesting. What is it?
An omelette. Ah, you were telling me about your grandfather.
He left Sutton Oil to Dad, who expected me as the only child to take it over someday. So, at college, I studied geology.
And then what happened?
Zoran. He took over Sutton Oil in a rigged proxy fight. I fought him in the courts. It's taken everything I had, all the cash, the furniture, everything. So I took this job as state geologist, and I've just managed to hold on to this house and then my shares.
Well, that's what the $5 million were for, your shares.
10 times more than they're worth. Just drop the lawsuit and shut my mouth. I haven't accepted yet.
So Zoran sent along his gorillas to help you make up your mind?
They have. I'd sell everything and live in a tent before I give up. That was delicious. And the way you handle those men.
Well, those, baboons could come back.
I hope not.
Well, I'll, check the windows and, doors and... Oh, reconnect the telephone.
The, connecting boxes outside my bedroom window.
I think I should be able to find that.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I say. Breakfast out of bed. What's wrong with your pets?
We had an earth tremor. They're extremely sensitive to seismic activity. Let's see what the Earthquake Center has on it. Just a minor tremor. Measured 2.5 on the Richter scale. Location? That's odd. The epicenter's near Zorin's oil field.
I told Howe yesterday that Zorin was pumping seawater into his wells. Is there a connection?
Seawater? Those wells are in the Hayward Fault. Are you sure?
Checked it myself.
That's incredibly dangerous. Howe has to stop Zorin now.
This evening, we are going to meet a friend of mine from Washington.
Maybe, just maybe, he'll come up with a few answers.
Yeah. I wish we could be more specific about Zorin's intentions before I go to the top.
Flooding a fault could cause a major earthquake. But what would Zorin have to gain?
Well, on the tape, Zorin mentioned Silicon Valley. Could that be affected?
No, not severely. Silicon Valley's too far away.
Yes, but if we knew how many wells were involved, we might get a clearer picture.
That information's available at City Hall. I still have my security pass.
Well, then let's go to City Hall.
Let me go upstairs and get it.
Meanwhile, I'll contact Washington. Tell me we need more help out here.
Well, don't waste any time. According to the tape, there's only 24 hours.
Good evening, Jack.
Evening, ma'am.
Won't be long.
Okay.
Main strike.
Hey, I know that place. That's an abandoned silver mine by the San Andreas Falls.
Alive and well, I see. And still bungling in the dark.
Well, then why don't you enlighten me, Zorin?
You're out of your depth. And you, sudden. You should have accepted my more than generous offer.
Can take your offer.
Don't bother, Stacy. He's a psychopath.
You two have joined forces? That simplifies things. He's probably armed.
Stacy, Mr. Zora.
Call the police, Mr. Howe.
What's going on?
Tell them there's been a break-in. Ask them to get here as soon as possible.
You're being used, Mr. Howe.
Do it.
Police emergency.
Hello. We've had a break-in here. City Hall, office 306. Come at once. What have they done?
You discharged her. So she and her accomplice came here to kill you. Then they set fire to the office to conceal the crime. But they were trapped in the elevator. And perished in the flames.
But that means I would have to be...
dead. That's rather neat, don't you think?
Brilliant. I'm almost speechless with admiration.
Intuitive improvisation. It's the secret of genius.
Yeah, Dr. Mortner would be proud of his creation.
Please.
Get back.
Thank you.
crew out of here, will you? Come on, get out of my way. Pull back.
Man, all we know right now is that there are people trapped inside of City Hall. Planes coming out of the roof.
Buddy, I want to talk to you.
Captain, if you can get through to Howe's office, you'll find him dead.
Yeah, we found him, and we found this gun. This yours?
Yes, thanks.
Turn around.
Look, Captain, if you check with Chuck Lee of the CIA, he'll inform you who I am.
We found his body in Chinatown.
What?
You're under arrest.
Wait a minute. This is James Stock of the London Financial Times.
Well, actually, Captain, I'm with the British Secret Service. The name is Bond. James Bond.
Is he?
Are you?
Yes.
And I'm Dick Tracy, and you're still under arrest.
Get in here.
Hey, where's that guy going? That ladder's unlocked.
Is that true what he said back there? About the British Secret Service?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. My real name is Bond. James Bond. You must take my word for it. Here, put your hand on this. The wheel, take over. Put your foot on here.
To all units, intercept murder suspect in stolen fire truck. He may be armed,
and he's sure dangerous.
Thank you.
keep them on the wrong track.
Hello. Raise the bridge? Right now? Yes, sir.
I got him. Oh, jeez, I got him.
Here comes next year's supply. Get down.
Where's the fire?
On your rear end. Oh. Give me a hand.
It's the rules. Hard hat area.
Thanks.
Follow the signs.
Hold it! The lid! You two, come here! Okay, leave it there. Get a copy over to the hut. Come back in 20 minutes.
It's women's lip. They're taking over the Teamsters.
Okay, get this stuff moving. We're on a leak.
I should take a closer look at that mine.
What's stopping it?
It's a good idea of yours. Pity you couldn't find one that fits. Why walk when you can ride?
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Will you keep still?
Do you know what I'm sitting on?
Trying not to think about it. Thank you.
cradle over here.
Take it off. Take it off. Found anything?
Yes. I think I have.
Good. Good.
Any minute. Finish shoring up the roof. I'll send the log back.
Okay.
Bring up those timbers on a double! Come on!
He'll kill millions. These green lights, they're Zorn's oil wells. The ones he's been using to pump seawater into the Hayward Fault.
What are these tunnels for under these lips?
These lead straight into this section of the San Andreas Fault. You know, Zorn just has to blast through the bottom of these lakes to flood the fault.
And create a double earthquake?
Yes.
Except right beneath us is the key geological lock that keeps the faults from moving at once.
All right, let's go!
Those explosives. Would they be enough to break the lock?
Of course. If they go off, both faults move at once.
Silicon Valley. And everything in it submerged forever.
If it happened at the peak of the spring tide for maximum effect.
Well, that's today at 9:41. In less than an hour.
We have to go and warn people.
Wait!
Stand back!
Jump!
Get him! Work.
All right, you men, get back to work. Come on, it's all over. Get back to work.
It's Bond. Close up the entrance. Nobody gets out.
Ventilation shaft.
Wait!
That must lead straight to the fault. The water from the lakes.
Yes, it'll be flooding any moment. Come on.
Come on.
way.
Convenient coincidence.
Mr. Zorn, those men are loyal to you.
Right on schedule. Let's go.
Double-crossed.
port valves fully locked, sir.
Water level's dropping.
Pump pressure good.
Jenny!
Come on, there's nothing you can do for them now.